Well, hello there. I'm Lance, and welcome to Dozing Off. Dozing Off is a podcast where I'll read you to sleep. I read short stories and classic literature in this deep and relaxing tone to allow you to put your overactive mind at ease and doze off. Tonight's story is going to be a fun one. We're going to follow a lady that is packing for a trip that never happens. Well, I hope it helps you fall asleep, and I hope it answers a lot of questions that I have. If you do enjoy these stories, please be sure to leave a review and leave a rating. I appreciate you so much for being a part of the Dozing Off community, and without further ado, let's see what this is all about. Here we go. Packing for a trip that never happens. So, it started with a list, a simple one, just a few lines scratched onto the back of a grocery receipt. Sunscreen, two good books, socks, many of them, the green shirt with the little stitched pine tree, and of course my passport. There was no date written, no location, but the list, folded and placed with care on the edge of the kitchen table, had a weight to it, a promise, a whisper of movement, and so the packing began. It was a Tuesday. Light filtered through the blinds and neat columns, striking dust motes that danced in slow spirals. The house was quiet. The kind of silence you notice only when you're suddenly listening for it. First came the suitcase. A hard shell, navy blue spinner that had lived in the closet for years. Its wheels stiff with disuse. When unzipped, it let out a faint plastic sigh. There was a thrill in it, in opening something meant for travel, like unlocking a story. She laid it on the bed and stood back, arms crossed. Where to begin? The first item she packed was the green shirt with the stitched pine tree. It was soft, with threads thinning at the elbows, and it smelled faintly of the cedar drawer it had lived in. She folded it gently, then unfolded it, then folded it again, smaller this time. She placed it in the corner of the suitcase. Next, socks. Many, more than necessary. She rolled them, paired them, considered the climate. Was it warm, chill in the evenings? And added a few wool ones as well, just in case. Then, underwear. She didn't count, just added it until it felt like enough. Toothbrush, comb, travel-size shampoo. She paused while choosing between the lavender-scented lotion and the unscented one. Lavender one. For some reason, she thought there would be lavender fields. She walked to the bookshelf and scanned the pines with reverence. Books for a journey had to be chosen with care. Too light, they'd be finished before the plane landed. Too heavy, and they'd remain untouched. she settled on two. A worn copy of Travels with Charlie and a slim poetry collection by a woman whose name she could never pronounce. These books joined the growing pile in the suitcase. She sat for a moment and stared at it all. Something was missing. Ah, shoes, of course. Walking shoes. She opened the closet and pulled out a pair she hadn't worn since last fall. Scuffed, but comfortable. She imagined cobblestone streets, or perhaps dirt paths through trees. Then came the scarf. A gift from years ago. Pale yellow and embroidered at the edges. It wasn't particularly useful, but it belonged in the suitcase. It was the kind of thing one might wear while sipping tea on a balcony overlooking a square. Pigeons flapping somewhere nearby. She packed it. Each day that week, she added a little more. A travel adapter. A small notebook with a red elastic band. Pens, black and blue, just in case one ran dry. Lip balm. A coin purse. One morning, she spent an hour printing out old emails with flight confirmations to nowhere. She stacked them on the kitchen counter, flipping through them like old postcards. She began researching locations she'd never visit. She looked up train schedules in Switzerland, ferry rides in Greece, bus timetables in Patagonia. She spent an entire evening reading about sleeper cars and the etiquette of overnight train travel. In another moment of whimsy, she packed a soft floral pillowcase. Not a pillow, just the case. She imagined sliding it over the lumpy, hostile pillow she'd be assigned, something to make it feel more like home. Later that day, she added a lock. Not for security, but for ceremony. A tiny padlock, the kind with a code she'd long since forgotten. It rattled lightly in her palm before she zipped it into the inside pouch. She thought of meals she'd never eat. Small restaurants tucked into alleyways, where a lone candle flickered at each table and the menu changed daily. She imagined ordering things she couldn't pronounce, savoring every bite. She pictured sunrises in strange cities. The quiet before the world fully woke, as she sat with a cup of coffee on a chilly balcony, watching laundry lines sway and pigeons coo. There was always a stray cat on the street below. This became a ritual. After breakfast, she'd open the suitcase and move things around, rearranging, refolding. She'd run her hands over the books, open the notebook to the first blank page, write a single word, and close it again. She never did say what the word was. Some evenings, she'd sit beside it, drinking tea, watching the way the lamplight cast long shadows across the contents. The suitcase was nearly full now. Tidy, ready, but she was not. She sometimes imagined other versions of herself in distant places. One strolled along a sleepy coastal promenade, hand curled around a gelato cone. Another sat on a rooftop terrace in Lisbon, watching swifts dart and dive while a guitarist played below. There was one who spoke softly in a language she didn't yet know, holding conversations at cafe counters and letting unfamiliar words settle like soft rain in her mind. All those versions were in her suitcase too. Some afternoons, she'd take out the contents piece by piece and lay them on her bed. She'd run her fingertips along the pages of the books, press the scarf to her cheek, and then the carved fox over in her palm. Once, she found herself whispering to it, as if it were a lucky charm. One night, she dreamed of the trip. She was in a small seaside town. There were hills and low, clay-colored buildings. A breeze carried the scent of sea salt and oranges. She walked through a market, stopping to touch hand-woven textiles, to listen to the murmur of languages she didn't speak. The green shirt was tied around her waist. She was barefoot. She laughed at something a vendor said and bought a tiny carved animal from a basket. She woke up smiling. The next day, she added a small carved animal to the suitcase. It had lived on her bookshelf for years. A carved wooden fox, its paint chipped at the ears. She tucked it between the poetry and the scarf. She added a postcard of a place she had never been. It showed a harbor at sunset, boats rocking gently in golden light. On the back, she wrote herself a message. Arrive safely. Everything is quiet and beautiful. Wish you were here, but also glad to be alone. She placed it on top. The suitcase remained open. Weeks passed. She dusted around it. She added a second scarf, a packet of tea, a pressed flower she found between the pages of an old book. A pebble from her backyard that looked like a river stone. A photograph of her as a child holding a balloon. Each item carefully chosen, with no intention of being used. Sometimes she'd unzip it just to hear the sound. Just to see it all still there. She began writing longer passages in the red notebook. Letters to no one. Reflections on imagined places. Descriptions on foreign sunrises. A whole page about the scent of cardamom. She never booked the flight. Not because she couldn't, but because the packing was the trip. It gave her somewhere to go. Every morning, she'd sit beside it with her tea, reading a poem or scribbling in the notebook, the red band now loose from use. Every evening, She'd arrange the socks, unfold the shirt, repack the books. There was no destination, but the suitcase always felt ready. She imagined unpacking it one day, not in a hotel or guest house, but right where she was. Laying each item out with ceremony, reliving the imagined journey, honoring the stillness that had carried her there. Eventually, she stopped checking the weather in imaginary places. She stopped pretending to compare hotel prices. The trip had already begun. It had never been about going. The suitcase, her companion, her dream, her map, stayed exactly where it was, waiting, just in case. Well, what I can say is my questions weren't entirely answered, but it was a good story. It felt like it was about finding meaning, peace, and self-exploration in the act of imagining rather than doing. Bit of a quiet meditation. A sleep meditation, if you will. I hope you're asleep. Good night.